views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yesterday it was raining, today it is sunny, and it is always sunny in the Pep Talk studio when Eldon Scott here is here with Sonny's Barbecue.
Good morning, Meg.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Sonny's Friday.
He's here in the house with his red fringe and cowboy hat on. I don't know, I'm telling you, Eldon, when he walked in the studio, I said, this man never sleeps. We're friends on Facebook. He posts constantly, and I look at the post, surely this is from 3 days ago. No, 30 minutes ago. So then I was like, oh my God, like 2 hours ago he was over here and now he's over there.
You know,
you're amazing as the chief kindness officer for Sonny Barbecue.
Thank you. And sometimes some of the posts, maybe I don't have time to post them right away. Like, just had the ribbon cutting at Pensacola Sports Association.
That was great.
And that was really nice.
Yeah,
wonderful
I
new
saw that
place
one.
That they have there, right at there behind the baseball field
at
on
Pensacola State
College.
Yeah.
And
I actually didn't
post that till the next day. So sometimes there's a little overlap from one post from the day to the
next. Barely.
Do,
I'm not buying
I do
it.
Like to post in the moment as close as I can, you know.
You do a
and
great
people are like,
job.
Well, I saw you on social media. I'm like, yeah, I stopped for 2 minutes and made a Facebook post and on to the next thing.
And by the way, congratulations are in order.
Yeah.
I saw they released the new leadership class of 2026 at the Pensacola Chamber, and Eldon is part of the leadership class.
I am. I'm excited.
I'm so excited
about that.
For you because I'm in the class of 24.
All right.
So I graduated, and turned out to be way better than I had expected because I had done a couple of other leadership programs over the years, but this was just phenomenal. I mean, I had so much fun. And our little class, we are so bonded. We are still getting together, still talking to each other. It's wonderful.
That's one of the things that I'm excited about. You know, you hear from all the classes of what, I think over 20 years that Greater Pensacola Chamber has been doing this class, and roughly about 50-ish
class members,
49 this year.
So that's probably good.
A little tighter class,
yeah,
I guess.
I don't know what.
Yeah, it was like a little over 400 applications, and
it's
49
of us,
so I'm honored to be a part of the crew this year.
Yeah,
and
I'm excited for you.
I get to do all the things, and so I've known of Leadership Pensacola for many years, and, you know, I figured it's time to do it. So.
Well, I'll tell you, for someone that's not familiar, it's sponsored by the Pensacola Chamber, and basically it's a year-round program that gives people an opportunity that are in businesses. They bring people together from all different kinds of businesses to then meet and talk, and then you go all over the city. You have Government Day. You have the different days that's focused on medicine or this or that, and it's really an education. Because you get exposed to things you might not normally go to, and then the other things, you meet people that you might not cross your path.
I know one of the things they do is actually come and tour the studios
here. Yes, they were here last
year. At ADX, I guess.
They were on the show last year. They have a big project. You have to do a big project for the community, so they were there for
I'm
that.
Excited to see that. I guess we have like a dozen applicants from what I've heard.
You'll have to make a decision.
Applications, and we have to work together, all the teamwork things.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
So I just want to say congratulations, and we're just real proud of you. I think that's exciting.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
All right. Summer is here. Tell us everything about Sonny's Barbecue
and
what's happening.
If you can't tell by that humidity outside.
Today, for sure.
Summer is in full swing. I think we're going to get a little cold snap tonight after that. So the weekend should be really nice.
Gorgeous on Saturday. So that's the
hopefully,
good news.
And hopefully that weather is going to be cleared out for the Fiesta Parade tonight. So.
I had to laugh last night. Alan Strom was on the news and he said, okay, we're timing this. Yeah. And it's coming through at 6. It'll be gone by 7.
Appreciate you, Alan. Thanks for putting a good word in
good
to make sure that
there,
weather pushes through.
It will go right by us, right north of us, right?
Doing a little catering down there this evening.
Oh, you are?
So
okay.
Going to be feeding some of the volunteers.
Nice.
So that's a lot of fun.
Okay.
I think I'm going to take the schooler out.
If you haven't seen the schooler.
If you see me rolling downtown on the schooler, say hi.
No, okay. All right. We'll have to look for you tonight. So talk a little bit about Sonny's Barbecue. Let's just do some of the basics right now. Your locations and a little bit about that because you do have, right now everybody's having graduation parties and you have banquet rooms. rooms available. There's all kinds of things available.
Yeah, lots of graduation parties. And, you know, I know all the graduations are happening back to back to back to back to back, basically,
weekend,
at the Bay Center down there.
Be aware. Yeah, be aware.
So be aware of that traffic. I've seen a lot of, you know, funny posts from the Pensacola Police Department and different folks talking about, you know, the traffic. Just expect it and plan accordingly.
Plan
so,
accordingly. Go around.
So you won't be so angry at yourself for not planning accordingly.
Go around.
Yep. Yeah, so.
But where are some of your locations?
Yeah, so we have four locations in the News Radio listenership. So we have the Pace, Florida location, which is located on Highway 90, right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. And again, all of our locations do have drive-thrus. So you can get your favorite.
Which is very handy, by the way.
Your favorite, that Monday special, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches. So you can come through any of our drive-thru locations and get that deal on any Monday. You can get that on garlic toast if you want.
Oh, now you're talking.
I know we're talking about locations, but we got to talk about... I got to meet Sunny Tillman.
You did?
Two Fridays ago.
Really?
I
you know,
did.
It's so funny because the other day someone actually asked me, is there a real Sunny?
There's a real Sunny. He is 96 years old.
No kidding.
He is sweet as peach cobbler pie. I mean,
sweet,
he is as genuine, and we had a great conversation. If you look on my Facebook page, we had a... we went and did some random acts of barbecue in the Gainesville community, fed a couple of the food banks, nurse that works for Shands Hospital in the liver lung transplant department, and then also another nurse that worked at a local high school. So we got to go out and feed those crews and those teams with some good slow smoke Sunny's
barbecue. Is the original store in Gainesville?
So the original store is in Gainesville off of Waldo Road. So they had a little Founders Day event there, and so Sunny actually came.
How many years has it been?
So 57 years.
Wow.
Yep.
So he started in his 40s, I guess. Wow.
Yep.
That's
so
pretty neat.
He's 96 years old, getting around, had a great conversation. I said, hey, we need to take a selfie together, because if you know, you know, I'm all about the selfies.
I did see that and, on Facebook.
And so he's like, well, I got what's a selfie? So I had to explain what it was, and he was game, so we took the picture. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
And so it was a great time. Yeah, just great to get to meet him and, you know, kind of being new with the company. And a lot of people gotten to meet him, and so I felt a little left out. So it was great to be there at the original location.
I'm assuming you're their only chief kindness officer, is that
correct? I am the only one that is currently the chief kindness officer. So I actually went those random acts of barbecue. I actually did it with the original chief kindness officer
who works
in the Gainesville area.
That's so cool.
If you look on LinkedIn, there's actually a video of all the different things that we went out and did. And, you know, all the different
organizations have the best job ever.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's neat that you met Sunny. That is really cool.
Yeah, it was an honor really cool. And it was a really good time.
All right.
Sidebar. The reason why I said that is because his favorite sandwich is a sliced pork on garlic bread.
So that's where that comes from.
Sunny Tillman's favorite sandwich.
I'm going to have
sliced
to try
pork
it
on
now.
Garlic bread and french fries. That's his
good
favorite
meal. Good enough for
meal.
Sunny. Yep. It's going to be good enough for me.
I'm just saying, should try it out.
Okay.
But back to the location. So then we have our 9th Avenue location, which is located just south of Creighton Road, kind of right there by the airport runway, tucked behind the AutoZone.
It's nice because there's all these trees.
It's such a quaint location.
Really pretty. I love that location.
So you just got to kind of travel right back behind there, right by the fire station there on 9th Avenue. And we do have that banquet room there. We've been hosting a lot of Booker T grads there. I think we had a couple West Florida grads parties. So, and a lot of people still booking graduation parties into the summer, especially a lot of people who have graduates and have birthdays coming up. So,
oh, of course.
I just scheduled one that's actually in July. And so it's got a graduation party / birthday party that they're doing together. So Don't feel like you missed out on the graduation party. I know things are busy and hectic and crazy, so if you're still needing to book that graduation party to celebrate your graduate for all of their hard work, give us a call at any of our locations.
All of the graduates this
year. You can always reach out to me, 850-418-3331. That's my personal cell phone number. And no, I don't answer it at night because I do sleep and I turn off my phone.
I don't believe it for a second. Well, and then by the way, that part of 9th Avenue is open.
Yes.
Just to say, because it's in the southern part, there's some problems today.
Yeah,
right
there just south of the Publix in that big valley there.
Right by Carpenter's Creek.
Yeah,
right
so they got that shut down. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be open by next week when traffic started. It hadn't been too bad. I think people have been, I haven't traveled Davis Highway, so I hear that one's a little bit. congested because of the detour, but you know.
But the 9th Avenue store is
plan accordingly. Plan accordingly.
There you go. Okay, where else can we go?
Yeah, and then we have our Navy Boulevard location. So that also has a banquet room. We can host up to about 75 there. We actually had one of the coolest birthday parties. One of our managers, Neo, his I think it was his great aunt, and mm-hmm. I can't remember how old she was turning, but. She had this wonderful dress that one of the family's members made for her. It's like this beautiful green dress, like mm-hmm. just like this gold embroidery all over it. And they were all pinning money. She was the sweetest. So
wait, go back. Pinning money.
They
on
were
her?
Pinning money. She probably had, I don't know. She probably had $500 pinned
Get
to
out.
Her dress.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm like,
I need
to start
do that.
Doing that.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
I have to prime the pump. Maybe put a couple, you know, $20 bills on
you. Think so? Well, yeah. Let's go with the hundreds and see where we end up. Right?
Hey, now we're talking, Meg.
Okay, we got a listener texted in. If you have a question for Eldon about anything barbecue and Sonny's barbecue, you can text in at 850-437-1620. We were just talking about Eldon meeting the man himself, Sonny Tillman.
Yeah.
So someone wrote back, my favorite too, sliced pork sandwich on garlic bread, drive through on Mondays, buy one, get one, and add fried okra, exclamation point.
Get that fried okra. That is delicious.
There you go.
Fried okra, corn nuggets. I mean, those are two good options to add on to your
meal. Well,
you
like your cornbread, too. We got to have lunch. Compliments of Sonny's.
The cornbread's
this week,
so good. And we're going to talk about that something in a minute.
Okay.
So, with this new summer menu, so you're going to be excited about this.
Okay.
Probably.
All right. Let's go.
I know the peach cobbler egg rolls are going away. So, the spring menu is ending.
Not happy about
ending.
That. But,
I know.
But,
I know.
Okay.
You can always order peach cobbler on our catering menu. So, you can always order it.
All right.
But the spring menu is ending on Sunday.
Oh, right.
So,
of course.
If you have not gotten in and gotten the peach cobbler egg rolls or the peach barbecue sauce, or any of our spring items.
This is it.
Get
this
in there.
Chance.
You got till Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday night.
Okay.
So we'll talk about our hours in just a second. But get in there. Get those spring menus tried. Try those peach cobbler egg rolls. Probably going to bring them back, you know, at some point.
Very good.
But, you know, I mean, get in there and try them.
So what's new? Got to get to what's new.
Oh, I'm going to tease it just a little bit longer.
That's not fair.
And we got a giveaway coming up, so I got to get through a lot of stuff.
Get going here.
So that's our Navy Boulevard location. Hosts 75 at the banquet room. Also has a drive-through. Wonderful staff there. Love to take care of you. And then our Shelley Road location, which is off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10.
Okay.
And so it's kind of tucked there, back there behind the McDonald's and the Cumberland Farms gas station.
Okay.
I'm a Pensacola guy. Tom Thumb.
There you go.
That's a hard one to change.
Right. I know.
Yep. So
got a whole list of those.
We have that
town.
Location. Great team there. Long, you know, so it's one of the great things about Sunday's. A lot of longstanding employees. We have many employees been there 20 years.
Wow.
You know,
that says something.
And doing barbecue and family and the whole thing. And so, it's wonderful. And, glad to be a part of the Sonny's fam, as I like to say, and spreading the spirit of barbecue and doing all the fun things that we get to do supporting the community.
All right, you're really teasing me now. I want to find out what's on this summer menu. I'm anxious.
Well,
my anxiety is going up.
Speaking of cornbread, so we have a strawberry corn cake that is going to be the summertime special dessert.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so kind of like a little strawberry shortcake, but it is a corn cake, kind of using a recipe on our cornbread muffin to make almost like a muffin top.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they make the little muffin tops? And so it's basically what it is. It's going to be with strawberries and a little whipped cream.
Oh,
and
that sounds amazing.
I'm a sucker for some strawberry shortcake.
I think we need to have a professional person in radio check that out on air next week.
I definitely think that. We might have to have a live tasting on air next week.
I'm thinking that might be a priority for you.
Yeah. So one of the other things that we have, and my wife is excited about this, she's a corn dip fanatic. We make corn dip at our house probably once a week. It's
really?
One of her favorite things.
Uh-huh.
So we are making some house-made chips, but we're serving it with a barbecue street corn dip. So that's going to be one of our featured appetizers for the summer menu.
I've never had that before.
So that's going to be a good shareable appetizer.
I've never had corn dip.
Never had corn dip?
No.
Are you from around these parts?
I am, but I've never had that.
I don't know.
That sounds good, though.
It's
like
good.
I think I could force myself to try it.
And I know. And then one of the other things that we have coming, and I know Mr. Kevin here at the station is excited about this one because he's from the Carolinas.
Right.
And so we have a vinegar-based barbecue sauce that we are adding to the menu for the summertime. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get that little bit of, you know, smoke from the pulled pork, and then you get that little kick from the vinegar. And so part of that, we're doing a slider trio. So you're going to get pulled pork, pulled chicken, or chopped brisket, and pickled onions, pickles.
Oh,
so you're
going to
get a little sampler there. So
wow. Okay.
It's definitely another one to check out for sure.
Yeah, we had an interesting conversation about the different kinds of sauces,
yep.
Vinegar versus sweet and all that. So Carolinas are known for the vinegar.
The vinegar sauce. So excited to bring that one in and let people try that different style of barbecue. You know, Florida barbecue, and, you know, as I've been learning about Sonny's, just the history of it, it's really a sweet sauce-based style barbecue. And, you know, there's just regional different flavors. You know, Texas is like a heavy pepper. Like, you got your dry rubs. And, you know, so you have different styles of barbecue.
Georgia's a little different. Every
and
state.
That Florida barbecue is just a sweet, saucy barbecue. It is what it is. It's been that way for decades, literally decades. And so,
here's
just a little spin.
Yep, okay.
The sampler. We have a competition sauce. We're doing a competition sauce. It's going to have like a little, I don't want to say smoky note, but it's more of a like a molassesy.
Mm-hmm.
Molassesy? Is that a word? Can we say molassesy?
I don't know. I know what you mean. So
yeah.
If it makes sense.
Yeah. So I guess we need to put it in the lexicon.
A molassesy taste.
And so that's going to be on the wings, and we're also doing it on the ribs too. So that's another, because we normally do either dry rub or the sweet sauce on the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're offering that competition sauce on the ribs also. So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. Brisket mac and cheese.
Oh, yum.
I know. I got a high school reunion coming up. I'm trying to trim down, and then I'm making it so hard on myself.
Seriously.
But the other one we got is an iceberg wedge salad. So barbecue wedge salad. So,
okay,
you know, so for the lighter folks, you know, I know, I'm sure I mentioned salad, so somebody's going to text in and ask when the salad bar's coming back. I'm sorry. Come try this wedge salad. It's going to be delicious. Got some barbecue sauce on it, mm-hmm. some blue cheese, a little bacon crumble. It's going to be a good appetizer to add on to your meal. So
okay.
It'll be a good one to check out.
So these are all going to start when? Next Monday?
Start next Monday.
Okay,
this coming Monday.
This coming Monday, yeah.
This coming Monday.
Okay.
And,
got a question from a listener. This is a pretty interesting question.
Was it the salad bar?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Who picks these seasonal items? Is it a local decision or regional, or how is that decided?
Yeah, so basically Sonny's has a whole corporate team that is, you know, part of the corporate team, but then also has input from the different franchisees from the different locations. So as they're kind of going through the different things, they say, hey, here's some different items. They kind of test them. They pilot them in different stores,
mm-hmm.
you know, at different times.
Do they need
times.
An official tester?
Sign me up.
Hint, hint.
I guess I'm the CKO and I haven't made that status, so
yeah,
I don't know what I got to
do
to get on that list.
Hey, it always goes by so fast with you, but we've got to do
goodness.
A giveaway.
We do.
So what are we giving away today?
So we're giving away a family feast, and that's one of the favorites that we do when we do a giveaway. And so let's keep it quick and simple. Let's go. It's summertime. It's our third time doing a seasonal menu. Let's go third person to text in summer.
Okay, third person to text in summer. The line you're texting into is 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You're the third person that texts in the word summer. You will win a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue.
I feel like Olaf from Frozen. In summer!
Oh, my goodness.
I was just at Disney, so, you know.
I know. It has clearly rubbed off on you. All right, here we go. They're coming in. Oh, my God, they're coming in so fast, y'all.
Well, as you're watching that, I'm going to talk about catering.
You talk, and I'll do this. Okay.
I know we're running out of time, so we feel like we're doing a little chase down to get everything in. So we'd love to do catering for you. So we offer three ways that we cater. So we have the ability to do pickup catering. So if you have a large crowd that you need to get fed, be it you're having a graduation party, birthday party, summer get-together, summer picnic. I'm a part of a local BNI networking group. We're actually doing the company picnic for that. Or not the company, the networking picnic for that down at Bayview Park. And so we'll just take all the food down there. So you can pick that up. We can deliver and drop it off to you. So we'll typically bring it to you, find where you need to get it set up, get it basically set up for you. And then we offer also full setup and serve. So we'll bring our catering team out. Depending on how many people you have, we'll staff it accordingly. you know, anywhere from, you know, two people to 30 people, you know, you have big caterings, like I would talk about, you know, I say we can do anything from 10 to 10,000. Biggest mm-hmm. one I've been a part of is like 4,600.
That's unbelievable to and, me. I can't even imagine how you would have that much food ready on time and delicious.
It is a production, I tell you. So, you know, it's smokers on site, refrigeration trucks on site,
incredible.
You know, this whole, you know, it's really a ton of work that goes into it and takes, you know, really, it takes a week to get ready and do all of the stuff. So it is a lot of work to do it, but it's always so much fun doing a big event like that. We got a winner?
We've got a winner, right. And you're going to love this. Her name is Alice Noble, so congratulations to Alice.
Congratulations,
she,
Alice.
She has won a family feast, and her last name is Noble, but you know what makes her Noble? She also texted in, she said, I love Sunny's, and if I win, I won't give it to myself. I will bless someone else. And she
Very
says,
nice.
I'm always looking for ways to bless others.
That is so nice.
I know.
Talk about spreading the spirit of kindness.
Absolutely. So,
Very
Alice,
nice of
I'm going
to
text you and get some information from you, so stay close to your phone. But congratulations. We'll have that gift certificate ready for
That's
you.
That's the first time anybody's done that.
Yeah, isn't
Very
that nice?
Awesome, Alice. Thank you.
To pay it forward.
Yeah.
I love that.
Alice, you reach out to me, and then I will help you pay it forward. We'll figure some way out to surprise this person with some barbecue. We'll do a random act of barbecue.
How about that, Alice?
We'll make
a random act
fun
of barbecue.
Thing. Yeah, we'll do it together.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why
don't
not?
You give out the number again? Because you're the person to contact for catering as well. And then, Alice, write this down.
Yeah, 850-418-3331. That's my cell phone number. Obviously, you can always reach out to me on Facebook. Eldon, it's E-L-D-E-N. Last name's Scott. And, connect with me. Love to share all the adventures that we're having around town and all the fun things we're doing. So very, very nice of you, Alice, and look forward to surprising somebody and throw them a little barbecue.
Oh, I love
barbecue.
This. I have goosebumps. I love when these kinds of things happen.
It's
wonderful.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. We've got just a couple of minutes left. Anything you didn't get a chance to mention, Eldon, you want to talk about this morning?
Yeah. The summer menu coming up. Definitely get in those last few items. You know, try them for the spring menu.
Mm-hmm.
Those peach cobbler egg rolls, so good. They say absence makes the heart grow fonder, so hopefully that we'll bring them back again and, you know, enjoying doing all the things with the community and appreciate you having me on, Megan. You're always such a wonderful, lovely host. And, and all the crew here is always so great to me, so
we have
much
a good bunch here, I have to say.
Yeah.
We really do. But you also butter us up. We just had barbecue this week, so
everybody
loves when Eldon walks in.
They call that win-win. They call that win.
Big time. So that's awesome. So anyway, if you have just tuned in, we're talking with Eldon Scott. He's the Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue, and Eldon always records the show on his Facebook. So
yep.
he puts it on. He's Still going
live
right now. So if you want to get onto his Facebook page, it's Eldon Scott on Facebook. And then you can also hear the rebroadcast of this. We posted on our page at newsradio923.com on podcast. Click on Pensacola Expert Panel. Look for the Sunny's Barbecue logo, and you can re-listen to the broadcast.
There it is. Yeah.
So I'm excited for you. Have you got anything happening this big weekend coming up?
Home Builders, so obvious Fiesta, all those events are going on.
Tonight's the big parade.
I'll be working.
Are you at the
parade
tonight? Yeah.
I'll be there early.
Okay.
And then I may come back. Just
you're feeding
to
the
attend.
Volunteers.
Yeah,
right.
I may just come back to attend and hang out. But then we've got Home Builders Association at Pensacola Fairgrounds.
Nice.
So
we'll
be running the food truck out there all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday. So come out,
excellent.
Talk to some local vendors, and have some good sunny smoke, slow smoke barbecue.
Okay. One more time, where you can download the app on the website.
Oh, yeah, the app.
Yes.
Sunny'sBBQ.com. Make sure you go there. You can navigate there or go download the Sunny's Barbecue app on your iPhone or Apple Play Store. And
That's
come
it.
See us at Sunny's Barbecue.
Right, we got to go. Pep talk. We'll be back.